Hi, I am Haley Steiner, a CLI presenter. This course is taught by Reverend Henry Ryenga and Attorney Pastor Brian D. Cook. Welcome to Topic 8, Boundaries, Assertiveness, and Saying No with Love. Many Christians struggle with boundaries because they fear boundaries are selfish, cold, or unloving. They may think, if I really love people, I should always be available, I should always say yes, I should always keep helping, even when I am exhausted, resentful, or being pressured. But boundaries are not loveless. A boundary is a faithful limit. It helps us steward time, energy, relationships, responsibilities, emotions, and calling before God. Jesus loved perfectly, but he did not let every person control his schedule. He withdrew to pray. He said no to crowds at times. He stayed faithful to the Father's mission. He loved people deeply without becoming ruled by every demand around him. Agape love seeks the true good of another person before God. That means love is not the same as people pleasing. Love is not giving someone unlimited access to your time, body, home, emotions, money, attention, or conscience. Love does not require you to become resentful, depleted, dishonest, or controlled. Because you are an organic human, your limits matter. You are spiritual and physical before your body, nervous system, emotions, energy, sleep, responsibilities, relationships, and inward self-conversation all participate in how you love and serve. A person without boundaries may look generous for a while, but inside the conversation may become strained. The inner speech may say, I have to say yes, or they will reject me. Or a good Christian never disappoints people, or my needs do not matter. Those sentences need grace and truth. A better sentence might be, I can love this person before God without saying yes to everything, or a faithful no can protect a better yes. Or, my limits are not a failure. They are part of wise stewardship. Boundaries help love become honest. They help yes mean yes. They help no mean no. They help service come from love instead of fear, pressure, guilt, or resentment. Reflection question, where have you confused agape love with unlimited availability? Gentle next step before your next yes, pause and ask, is this mine to carry before God?